Stephen Miller, reminding us why we fight in Iran.
This was the last chance that the United States had to take action against a regime that was planning and plotting to kill Americans and that had the ability to strangle, if it wished, global commerce in the future, backed by long-range missiles, backed by nuclear weapons. So just, again, as a thought experiment, imagine if this regime that right now, weaker than ever before, imagine if that regime instead had nuclear weapons, instead had long-range missiles that could reach an American city, instead was rich with cash. Remember, Obama put them on a path to enrich them with tens of billions of dollars and have a nuclear weapon right now. A rich regime that controls commerce through the Strait of Hormuz and has nuclear weapons, has long-range weapons. Think about what a terror that would be to global commerce and to the world. So what instead you have is a dying regime, a decaying regime, a thrashing regime that is engaged in terrorism in the Strait of Hormuz. But let's be very clear. The United States, not Iran, has the staying power. Why? Iran produces 2% of the world's oil. America, under President Trump, is the number one producer of oil and fossil fuel, more than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia, more than any other nation in the world, and now we're partnering with Venezuela. So the president is taking every action he can to lower prices. You mentioned, of course, unsanctioning oil that's at sea to get that into the market, continuing to push our own producers to drill and expand production as fast and as far as they can, providing regulatory relief, and you're going to see more and more in the days to come.
Well,
you asked earlier.
This is why we fight. Look, folks, 4 years, World War II. And look, I'm sure we can go 4 months with higher gas prices. Maybe it'll be 4 weeks. I don't know. It's getting ridiculous. Senator John Kennedy offering Keir Starmer advice after Trump dumped on them yesterday. And he should have. Saying, look, all I've asked is for you to show up and escort your own ships. We will escort you escorting your own ships. But you got to show up. Got to show up. You're a weenie, said, no, we're not doing it. You know why? They think Trump's going to escort their ships. They expect Trump to escort their ships for free. For free. That's what's so crazy. And they have yet to use a single minesweeper in their own defense or ours. In defense of, again, the 12 to 14% of their liquid natural gas that goes through there every month. As Lee pointed out yesterday, they're already having, they're already discussing energy rationing. Well, why not just say to Trump, okay, fine, we'll send some little Euro weenie ship that's pretty useless, but it'll be symbolic, and you protect our ship and then the tanker with the LNG. They won't do it. Why? Because the left-wing parties, they're all from France, the UK, Germany. Depend on Islamic votes for supremacy. That's why. They would rather have rolling blackouts than offend the Allahu Akbar crowd. It's where they are. It's why they imported them. It's why Democrats imported them. Folks, you want to know? They were doing the... Folks, Democrats were doing the same thing. That's why they took a blowtorch out to the desert, had Department of Homeland Security do it, and create a door where there was one, was not one before, at Lukeville, so they could sneak in 700 to 1,000 fighting-age Muslim men every night, month after month after month after month at Lukeville. They saw what the Europeans got and how it gave them power, and they wanted it here. You're watching an incredible chapter of world history. Again, all Trump's saying is, escort your own ships. Just send me some little stupid Euroweenie minesweeper. Probably didn't even work. We'll have a naval ship escort you in the ship, but I want to see you're in partnership to defend yourself. It's fertilizer time, folks. 13% of fertilizer for Europe goes through there. What are the farmers going to do? I don't know. They don't care. They only care what the migrants think. And that is exactly where we'd be as a country if we hadn't elected Donald Trump. Don't believe me? Listen to Chuck Schumer admit that if the SAVE Act passes, illegal immigrants won't be able to vote.
It allows ICE to kick
tens of billions of people off the rolls.
Why would ICE do that? They're only chartered to go after illegals.
It's about voter registration. It allows ICE to kick tens of billions of people off the rolls, and they don't tell them until election day, and you show up and you say,
well, they're illegals.
You're not registered anymore. You're not registered here.
Well, they're illegals.
On the rolls. And they say, I didn't know that. This is a bill that destroys the country, and it is not about showing
ICE ID. Kicks people off. The only people they can deal with, again, according to their federal charter, are illegal immigrants or those who have committed an immigration-related crime. He just said it, folks. They don't want the illegals off the rolls. This is all connected, especially what's going on in Iran.